good days, bad days. If you're a human, I'm sure if you look back at any time of your life, you will have memories of some of the most spectacular, sensational, exceptional days. And there'll be other days that you look back on and you really want to forget about them because they were really crappy. So if you look forward then from where you are in your life now, it's very likely there's going to be some really great days and there's going to be some really crappy days. And I'm really excited about the bad days. And I share that with you very happily because how would we know the difference? If we had all happy, 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 happy days, we wouldn't actually be able to appreciate them. There used to be a saying in Queensland, Australia about sunny one day and perfect the next. And I've actually heard people complain about the weather in Queensland, that it's always sunny here. Interestingly, if your life was that way, how could you possibly appreciate the great days if you didn't have any bad days? So, like all of us, I have some really crappy days. But if I ever hear myself saying I'm having a bad day or I'm struggling or I wish this was a different day or I can't handle it, I always give myself a physical uppercut, literally, because today gives me the appreciation of the really great days. And when I'm having a really great day, I really appreciate that day because I remember the really crappy days. So that's step number one. We're all going to have good and bad days. And if you can appreciate the fact that one is going to make the other one really obvious, then even if you're having a bad day, you can still look forward to the good day. And that's the other thing to remember, is that like the tide coming in and going out, like winter and then summer, like day and night, there's always going to be the opposite. And if you're in the bad times, you know there's going to be good times. And if you're in the good times, it would be really naive to think that there's never going to be bad times. So it's just like an appreciation of life. If it was always nighttime, we wouldn't appreciate the daytime. And if it was always daytime, we wouldn't appreciate the nighttime, but we have both. So we get to appreciate how good they both are because we get them both. And that's the same with good and bad days. Then there's that interesting concept of how other people affect your life. So I had a bad day because of somebody else, or I had a good day because of somebody else. And I always think that that's a little bit interesting because that means somebody else has control of your day, or an experience has control of how you feel. So a lot of people, I'm happy because it's sunny, but I'm unhappy if it's raining. Well, that means the weather is controlling how you feel. What if you just decided that you were going to respond in a positive way to everything? And as you know, I get accused on a regular basis of, Roe, that's not realistic, and no, you can't do that, and some days are going to be really crappy. And yes, I agree and I love it. Yes, some days are really crappy, but how could I appreciate the good days if there weren't any bad days? How could I appreciate the really great people in my life if I didn't have really horrible people in my life? And I've had people in my life who have been nasty and they've stolen from me and they've done horrible things to me. However, I love that, because how would I appreciate the really special people in my life if I didn't have a contrast? So it's just something perhaps to think about on a day-to-day basis. How can I, A, turn this into a positive? So how can I learn from it? How can I grow from it? It might just be, well, this too shall pass. So this is not going to last forever. If you were concerned that it's going to be dark forever, be aware that the sun will come up. It comes up every single day. It doesn't matter how cold it is in winter. There is going to be a summer. Things are going to change. So just enjoy the experience. And I think that's the thing I love most about life. It's different every day. Some days are all about the sunshine and the flowers and the great times and the party and the holiday and all of the great people. And other days, it's about the bad weather and the storms and the horrible people and the criticizing and the nastiness. But how could we appreciate either if we didn't have both? So before we get upset about it's a bad day or there's horrible people or it's bad weather or things are going terribly, perhaps just stop and consider that we get to respond exactly how we choose to. And that's my favorite thing. There's a lot of things I have no control over. I can't control the weather. Neither can you, by the way. I can't control what other people do. Neither can you, by the way. I can't control the government. I can't control that there's terrible people in the world doing terrible things. But what I have complete control over, and so do you, is the way you react or respond to those good things or bad things. And I'm an absolute passionate responder to amazing things. I'm always excited and happy to share with passion and enthusiasm that it's a beautiful day and there's great people and I'm on holidays and there's awesome things happening. But I'm also aware that I have the choice to respond exactly the same way when terrible things are happening. And if something terrible happens, I'm the first to respond with, wow, this is going to teach me a good lesson, or wow, what can I learn from this, or wow, this is going to make me tougher and stronger, because if this didn't happen, how would I be able to test my tougher and stronger muscles? So we don't get to choose all of the things that happen to us, but we certainly get to choose the way we respond or react to every single thing that happens to us. So if you want to have a great life, if you want to be happy every day, it's really easy. Just love everything that happens. Appreciate it for what it is. Learn and grow from the crappy stuff. Appreciate the really good stuff. And appreciate that you're going to get both. And then it won't be a surprise. It's not like, oh my God, this terrible thing's happened. No, it's possible that sometime in your life, a terrible thing is going to happen. Sometime in your life, somebody's going to die. It could be you. It could be somebody really close to you. Sometime in your life, someone's going to have an accident or get sick, or there's going to be a fire, or there's going to be an earthquake, or there's going to be terrible things happen. That's what life is all about. We often can't control most of those things, but what we can control is the way we react or respond to them. And I think the really important thing is that there are many people who, when there's a terrible thing happening, they react, they panic, they get upset, they get anxious, they fall in a heap, they get sick, and they're of no use to anybody because they have no control over the way they are reacting to a certain situation. Remember, reaction is something that happens with a bad drug or an illness. When you respond, and I'm probably putting this out as a challenge, there's always going to be tough times, but somebody in that tough time has to be the strong person, the tough person, the person that doesn't panic, the person that stays cool, calm and collected. I like this one, the person that makes it funny. And I watch with absolute excitement and passion when I see a tough situation and there's a person making everybody laugh. I love watching a movie where a horrible disaster is taking place somewhere in the world, but the producers of the movie are clever enough to know that it's all the best part of the movie is the person who can turn a terrible situation into something funny. They can tell a joke and get people to laugh. Because, of course, if you're laughing, then you're pumping happy drugs through your brain, which means you're more likely to think clearly about the situation. So that's the challenge I always give myself, and I'll give you the same challenge. If something terrible happens, and it will, it's not if it'll happen, it's just when, this life's going to throw horrible things at us. Are we the person that reacts, falls apart, falls into a heap, gets upset? Or do we pull ourselves together really quickly and we become the strong, tough person for everybody else in our lives? And that's a challenge I've given myself. Regardless of what happens, Roey, you need to be the strong, tough person who can handle the situation, who doesn't panic, who stays cool, calm and collected, because there's so many other people who won't do that. In fact, most people fall in a heap. We get to choose who we are, and isn't that exciting? We get to choose whether we're the soft, weak person, or we get to choose whether we're the strong, tough person. And that's your personal choice. It's my personal choice, and I'm really excited that we get to choose. How about you?